This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 19th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Neri and I shall be your host today. Today, actually, I'm excited because, again, I have some of my favorite people in studio. I have real women in studio, right? I have, again, Anglican Church women in studio. But this is not an ordinary group because the group has changed a little bit. Because I'm used to the immediate past president. Apparently, they had a big election, and now there's a new president in town. And I'm excited to see her, right? So I can actually learn about that process of that transition. I mean, I know they have a big seminar for young women soon, right? But I don't want to talk about that yet. I want to talk about Anglican Church business, Anglican Church women business, right? And I'm going to allow the immediate past president, make sure I get the name, Ms. Rogers, right, to introduce to the listening audience, who is this fine young woman in my studio today who is now the president of the Anglican Church Women of the Bahamas? Or are you the Anglican Church Women of Bahamas and Turks and Caicos? That's a big title. I'm excited. I'm going to go quiet now. Go ahead, former president.
Good morning. Indeed, we are excited to be here. And we would have had our elections during our conference in April. And as you know, the term of a president is 3 years. And so I would have completed my term. And as a result of elections, I'm pleased to present today Miss Deborah McKinney as the new ACW Council President for the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos.
Congratulations to Guardian Radio AM, right? So I'm assuming that you got an entire new team.
Yes.
Executive body.
Yes, for the most part, we have a new team.
Okay. Well, I would need to know what church you come from. First of all, I got to herald the church you came from. And then you could tell me who are a part of your executive body and team.
I am a member of the Holy Spirit Anglican Church in Chippingham.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I've been there. They cook good food. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So when I come there and you see me, you know you have my plate separate. Okay, I appreciate it. Go ahead. Now let's tell me your executive board, and then tell me about the election, and tell me a little bit about the Anglican Church Women and your movement, and what are your goals and objectives for your 3-year term.
Okay, all right.
A little closer to you. I'm sorry.
Newly elected Vice President Elsie Strawn. She's the current president of the St. Agnes Anglican Church Women. Newly elected secretary is in the person of Mrs. Cheryl Wims. She is the president of the Church of the Most Holy Trinity, ACW. Our newly elected assistant secretary is Mrs. Kim Lee Dean. She is the current president of Christ the King Anglican Church Women. Our appointed, she is from the Church of the Epiphany. Our assistant treasurer is Mrs. Janice Weish from St. Mary's the Virgin Church. Our chaplain is Mrs. Sherry Mader. She is the president of St. Jude's Smith's Point, Grand Bahama. And our assistant chaplain is Mrs. Judith Ramming. She is the president of St. Margaret's Church, Nicholstown, Andros. We have, to support that team, we have coordinators which are responsible for the various areas within the Bahamas. In our East Central Archdeaconry, we have Mrs. Lynette DeVoe. She is the president of St. Matthew's Anglican Church Women. Mrs. Unique Sawyer, she's the Archdeaconry Coordinator for the Northern Division. She is the president of the Church of the Good Shepherd, Anglican Church Women. Mrs. Catherine Ann Forbes of the St. Thomas Parish in Grand Turk. She is the Archdeaconry Coordinator for the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Southern Bahamas And our West Central Archdeaconry Coordinator is Miss Anatchez Hart. She is president of the St. Ambrose Anglican Church Women.
And I want to congratulate all of these beautiful ladies for their new appointment and their role and in terms of supporting you in your tenure for the next 3 years. What is some of the projects or what is your objectives and goals for the next 3 years during your term?
Well, we have a few goals that are carryovers from prior years, but we wanted to start with our outreach. And we'll talk further about that later in the program, but we wanted to continue with our relationships with the various young ladies groups, including the William A. Pratt School for Girls and young ladies in general within our parishes and our various, one of the biggest goals that we have for this year. Also, we have a goal to continue to support and provide build relationship with the branches in the various family islands. We have 55 branches in the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands, so you can imagine that there's a lot of women. And one of the goals is to build the sisterhood between not only within those branches but across the branches, Nassau with the Grand Bahama, Abaco and the like. So that's one of our goals, to build and provide support for our sisters in the various branches. We also want to continue to build on our outreach with respect to hopefully building a relationship with the geriatrics hospital to ensure that, you know, needs that are out there are being met. Some of the other goals are included is to continue with bringing new members into the ACW. We want to encourage our mentorship with younger ladies. ACW starts at the age of 18, so we want to continue to revitalize the ACW movement by bringing in new members into the organization.
Okay, let me do a quick question to the immediate past president, Ms. Deborah McKinney, right? DeBoer?
Charlene Rogers.
McKinney, Rogers, mixing up the names, but let me ask this question. In terms of the transition of one board to the next board, right? What is it that the Anglican Church Women Group do to ensure that the incoming president, the new board, is equipped, knowledgeable about what it is to be a active participant in the movement?
Okay, well, first of all, as the immediate past president, I will serve with the executive committee for the ensuing that served through to conference of 2025. Now, for our new president, she would have served in a capacity as secretary, as well as vice president. So to an extent, she's had quite a bit of exposure, one who has been very hands-on, and so we are very pleased to welcome her as a result of the election. We do have some of the serving executives as well who would have served under the previous ACW administration. And just as presidents on the whole, we have what we call the ACW Council. So it's made up of presidents from each one of the branches. We meet on a monthly basis, okay, or even more often. As you know, we all have various anniversary services that are going on, different events that are taking place at our branches, and we come together in support. So I think the constant collaboration definitely builds for a stronger team and support of this new board.
Yes. And I know the president mentioned the efforts that the ACW is doing to get young and vibrant women, younger women, from 18 to 30. Because I know it's a mature group. I guess the average age is about 40, maybe. That's a young age.
Yeah.
And I see you trying to target now young women inside the church. Come, this is a place for you. This is a sport. Let's be active, right? What are you doing now to make sure that happens?
Well, each branch has their form of, meetings and activities. But I must say, we are very pleased to see that we are attracting young women. We want to encourage more of these women to come in. And so today, too, they're going to speak about the Young Lady Seminar. And having this Young Lady Seminar, we're hoping that through our mentorship, as they mature, get to that age of 18, they too will be inclined to join us. And so we're looking for all ages. And in the last 3 years, I can say that we have inducted over 200 women.
Nice.
Over the last 3 years. And so we think this has motivated, you know, some of the younger women, even mature women. They're stepping forward. I'm ready for ECW now. So I think our vision, we're open to all. And we've had various activities that encourage women, you know, coming together. This is a sisterhood. We're here to support you. So definitely we're seeing growth in this area.
But let's start talking about this young lady seminar. I'm going back to the president right now to have a lead charge. And I know you brought some people a part of your executive board, advisory board here to help you explain what it's all about. But give me a rundown. Explain exactly what you're trying to do to these for these young ladies. The seminar happening this year. October, is it?
October 19th.
October 19th. What's happening on October 19th?
Okay, so the Young Ladies Seminar was established some 23 years ago under the presidency of Sandra Colley. The idea of that was to mentor young ladies. The seminar was developed presenting topics that were pertinent to young ladies at that time. All right, and that is something that we have continued over the years. I think we may have had 1 year break where during COVID that we were not able to host a session, but you know, subsequent year we were able to, even though it was virtual. But it's our intent to continue with the mentorship with the young ladies to build relationship. And we talked about bringing in new ladies into the organization. We believe that building relationships, not only at the beginning at age 18, but starting younger, will help to bring those ladies into the fold, bring them into the ACW because they understand and respect what we are about.
Which age bracket are we targeting here? Because when I'm thinking young, I'm thinking teenagers, or I'm thinking like young women who would start like 18, who's starting their career, just finished high school. Which age bracket are we talking about?
The Young Ladies Seminar is geared towards girls starting at the age of 12. Between the ages of 12
really
to 18,
young.
Yes, really young.
Okay.
Relationships. We need to build relationships, and that's very important.
Okay, then tell me about that. Are you going to have some of the people who are here with you to explain, I know the target audience, but what exactly would you be doing at these seminars?
Okay, I'll invite our chairman for the outreach committee, Ms. Alison Garnier. She's president of the St. Anne's ACW, to, you know, give an update on the Young Lady Seminar.
All right, good morning. There's a variety of topics that we want to cover that would aid in the development of young ladies. So we want to, it's a mentorship program, and we want to look at things that would help young ladies to become young ladies that we would want to see as future ACW members. So we cover a variety of topics from the body to the mind, the spirit. When we cover the body, we cover topics like puberty, hygiene, proper body health. We cover topics that relates to career, self-development, skills, setting goals, why they're important, how to manage them. As relates to education, we want to talk about school prep, study habits, exam prep, college. We want to talk about finances. So, you know, it's a broad variety of topics. We talk about etiquette, maturity, how young ladies should present themselves. When it comes to spiritual, we want to talk about developing a relationship with God and how, as young ladies, they would approach that. We talk about mental health. So we want to cover the whole gamut of topics that would help young ladies to challenge, to go through the challenges that they face on a daily basis. We know in this day and age there's a lot.
And this is on October when again?
This is on October 19th.
October 19th?
Yes, from
8th. Where's it going to be held?
It's at the Holy Cross Activity Center.
And where's that again?
That's
Highbury Park.
Highbury Park.
Okay.
That's Highbury Park. It's from 8:30 to 3.
So it's an all-day event.
It's an all-day event.
8:30 to 3, you said?
8:30 to 3.
Okay.
And we're looking to make it interactive. We are looking, you know, we don't want people to just often, you know, because of the age range, 12 to 18, you have some young girls that come year after year. So, you know, we don't want it to be boring.
Just new and fresh.
New and fresh every time. Mm-hmm. So in terms of presenters and moderators or people that are involved in the seminar, we were looking to bridge the gap between people my age mm-hmm. and people their age. So we're looking for, we working on young presenters, getting the young people involved. We have young people from CYM doing a devotional, and CYM is the Christian youth movement for the younger kids in the Anglican Diocese. We're looking at young professionals that just came back from college and that worked a few years, and they have experience, and so they're more closer to the age of the girls that we're targeting. So, you know, they can relate to them more. I don't think they want to talk to their mother or their grandmother. So, no. You know, we get somebody in between.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of Anglican women. I'm just saying that this is going to be a lot of women in one place. You're not going to be overwhelmed by if everybody show up. I mean, Anglicans come in support in droves. So, I mean, I assume that you can have a number of facilitators and moderators so you can be adequate, right?
Well, the program for the day is going to be covered. And as a control, you know, we have our registration form out there.
Okay.
And so we're asking people to register. The deadline is the 28th of September. We have, it's an electronic registration form. If you don't have access to it, you can always contact me. And my name is Allison Garnier. My wire line is 364-376-0631. And I will ensure that you get what you need to register. So the deadline, it's a hard deadline because we need that for our logistics.
Remind me of the deadline again.
The deadline is September 28th.
September 28th. Yes. And the seminar is in October
19th.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of slow. This is where my wife comes in and helps me, guide me through the program, right? I'm going to go over this registration. You said it's online?
Yes, it is.
Now, say I'm at St. Anne's mm-hmm. Church, right? I want my daughter to attend, mm-hmm. right? I want to know the process of her signing up. Because you said online now, mm-hmm. but...
Well, at St. Anne's Church... it was shared electronically with the president of the CYM, the Acolytes, the AYA, which is the Anglican Young Ladies, which is an older group from...
So, and this happened to every parish?
Yes. So it was even shared with the ACM. So we shared it with all of the organizations. In addition, we have a flyer that's in the foyer at the hall with a QR code. So anybody passing with a phone can scan, and it will open up the registration.
Okay. And you fill that out and just press send.
That's it.
And you register.
Very simple.
And as simple as that.
It's about four things that you have to fill out, and that's it.
Okay. And now say I did that, mm-hmm. or my child did that, right? Mm-hmm. What's the next process? Just show up?
Just show up.
Okay.
We will handle everything else between the registration and the seminar. They just have to show up on the date, and we're ready for them.
Okay. My child coming, because I committed my child, right? Now, if you're going to have her there from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you got to feed my child now. I want to know, will there be kind of some refreshment? Or I got to pack her something?
You don't have to pack anything. We plan lunch. And lunch. Well, they're going to be there
and
all day.
And snacks in between.
And snacks.
Yes.
Okay, snacks I got to send the two children there.
I think both of them are of the age to come.
Yeah, I can send two of them. Since you're providing all of that, I might as well send them there.
And as we're providing that, we're at this time, we're still trying to garner the support of the corporate community. We're soliciting sponsorship donations.
Let's talk about that.
For events.
I didn't know you need sponsors, but now that I know that you need sponsors, let's go back to the president, right? What you need sponsors for?
Well, we didn't share that the Young Lady Seminar is being hosted in the Family Islands as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so right now we have committed for seminars in Abaco, in Andros, Grand Bahama, Inagua.
The Berry Islands.
Berry Islands. We have... seminars being hosted in those islands.
Simultaneous on the same date?
Not on the same day because of other commitments, but between the 19th of October and the first week in November, all of the seminars will be done. Well, I think it's the the third week in November, all of the seminars will be completed. We do have to provide, as a part of the registration package, we provide a T-shirt to all of the registrants. So that has to be covered. As our president, Garnier, indicated, we will be providing meals for the young ladies. We will have to provide tokens to our speakers. We also have to provide, you know, set up and the like for us. Because so there are a number of things that we need to cover in terms of cost.
Who are listening, forgive me for that. I'm just trying to hash things out. People who are listening now, who especially good Anglicans,
yeah,
who owns business and are able to pledge, right? They can reach you how? To say, hey, see, I have some dollars to donate or some supplies to donate.
Madam President indicated a telephone number, and I invite her to share that again.
That's Allison Garnier. My wire line is 364-1578. My mobile phone number is 376-0631. My email is Allison Garnier, AlisonGarnier, ACW@gmail.com.
Okay, and they can contact you and say, I'm prepared to do this, and they can assist you and partner with you for that.
Yes.
Now, I see my child getting a free T-shirt. Mm-hmm. Is in part of the registration, is there a fee for the registration?
No.
It's free?
It's free.
That's why we're appealing to corporate sponsors. The last conference cost us in excess of $7,700.
Mm-hmm.
And we are looking to have more girls this time, so we need...
It is free?
It's free.
Just sign up and then show up.
Yes, sign up
and it's going to be from 8 o'clock until 3.
Yes. And I just want to mention that our theme is New Beginnings. And the scripture text for that that we're going to be using is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And it reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, and the new is here.
Nice. I appreciate this, man. And why is it so important for, I'm trying to get the right word, say matured women? But I don't want to call you mature women because you all look younger than me, right? Why it's so important for senior women to mentor young ladies, right? Because it seems as if you're determined to assist, to help plant, help shepherd. Why is it so important?
Okay, this is important because we have a nation we have to build. And we must invest in our young persons, and not only young persons, even as mature, life happens. And so with us being there to support one another, we can provide good guidance, etc. And that helps to make the church stronger, our community stronger. And so this is the 60th year of the ACW has been in existence. And so over those 60 years, you would find that we would have honored those women, some who are still living, some who have gone on. We have honored their contribution. So we are standing on their shoulders. There are those women back then who would have mentored us, guide us, and so now we can be a part of this great organization. And so we feel for the fabric of our country to be strengthened, we must invest that time in one another.
I know you mentioned that it's for young women. You say starting at 12, right?
Yes.
But can mature women, grandmothers come and say, man, I want to hear what you're saying to my grandmother. Can they show up, or this is basically targeted to that particular audience? No, I can let you respond to that because I see everyone like, what? Right?
They can come and they can come and assist. So like we said, we're looking at, I know the session we held last year, I think we had about 150 young ladies. When you look collectively, we have catered to over 350 young persons. So, you know, the grandmothers may want to come and, yes, sit and listen to the lecture, or they may want to just, you know, assist.
Okay.
You know, be there. There's something to do if they come. But if they just want to sit and give that support, sure.
Good.
But we want the doors to be, we want to make room for our younger,
yes,
you know, ladies to come in, and yes, they can sit around the conference.
I understand.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break now. We're talking to the new ACW president, of course, immediate past president, and we have president of the ACW for, you here, right? Because I know you're going to be, you're not here, Miss Ass. No, you're not here. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue the conversation with the Anglican Church Road. Have a wonderful day.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio News, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation, 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Aaron Nuri, just walk inside. I'm here with some great Anglican women, and they're talking about their seminars coming up in October 19th.
You know how many Anglican pinches I have waiting on me? I'm scared. It don't matter how old you are, right? When an Anglican woman pinch you, you get pinched. You can't fight back. You can't call on Jesus, nothing. You can get pinched and take that pinch. I was scared, Mr. Yuri.
I just want to make sure that these Anglican women will bring candies in their purse.
That's why I recommend it now as an income-generating mechanism that the ACW develop a summons delivering service. Because when an Anglican woman tell you, come here, let me pinch you and give you the summons, you can come here, let her pinch you and give you the summons.
Mm. But let's continue our conversation. I know that you plan to have an evening of hope also. And I'm going to talk more about the seminar, which is going to be happening on October 19th. And also I'm going to have Ms. Granier speak about the deadline to remind churches, hey, there's a deadline, put it through. We need to get the numbers to know. The evening of hope that you also are planning. And I want to know, which day is that? What is that all about?
The evening of hope started, I think this will be our fourth evening of hope. The last 2 years, we've hosted the Evening of Hope in order to raise funds to fund our scholarship. The Anglican Church Women reintroduced the scholarship program in 2023. We were fortunate to be able to support a young lady from Grand Bahama to attend the Bishop Michael Enlund School. She began in grade 10. We have committed to providing tuition and all of the other expenses related to our tenure there through grade 12. So the Evening of Hope is designed for us to, it's an evening of music and celebration. We will take up a love offering, and all funds from that evening will be earmarked for the scholarship program.
Well, what happens at the Evening of Hope?
We have invited singing sensations.
Oh, okay, it's like a concert.
Yes, it's a concert. It's a concert. We invited musical groups, soloists, musicians, and the like to come in and share their talents with us on that evening.
And that proceeds assists with the scholarship that you're doing.
Yes, all
and
proceeds.
The lady who received this scholarship from grade 10, she's in grade 12 now?
No, she's in grade 11.
Ah, we have one more year for her.
Yes, after good. This year, we have one more year. And good. She's been doing exceptionally well.
It is good to hear. We need to celebrate our women, especially our women who are doing wonders, mm-hmm. All right, who is a beacon of hope and shining light. So I'm very appreciative of that. Yes. And especially when you consider like Family Islands too, because sometimes in Nassau get everything.
Yes. You know? And it was purposeful that we chose, following Dorian, we targeted the Grand Bahama and the Abaco Islands that needed that support. The student actually came from Grand Bahama, as I mentioned earlier, but we were purposeful because of the devastation of Hurricane Dorian to target a student that was really in need. So that was our focus.
Good. Usually, at least you just came out of basically a caucus where all of the Anglican women came together. I know you all did a number of activities and bonding. I think that's about 2, 3, 4 months ago. Because my wife went on a tour and she took the whole day off and then said, you can't take me to notice for women only, right? Had t-shirt and wearing white and stuff like that. Do you have any more caucuses this year, next year, immediately where the women will come together and bond and do activities?
Well, we don't have a large gathering like that scheduled for this year, anymore for this year. But we do, over the course of a year, we do host our training sessions. We have at least 2 training sessions where we bring the presidents and the executives together for training. We also have the conference, which you referred to. We have that once a year. That would have been held in April. Traditionally, it's held in May. But we do, as was previously mentioned, we do visit with the various branches as they celebrate their patronal feast of titles or their anniversary service. We do visit with them and fellowship at that time. I would like to say especially that we have 9 branches that will have been celebrating their 60th anniversary since November and will continue through to October. And we have made a concerted effort to visit with them as they celebrate 60 years, because 60 years is a significant milestone. We 2 ladies traveled to Matthewtown, Inagua this past weekend to celebrate with St. Philip's because they celebrated their 60th anniversary. So 22 ladies from New Providence and Grand Bahama traveled to Inagua to celebrate with them with their banquets to fellowship and training.
I was going to ask about that in terms of your presidency and having to travel throughout the family island and Turks and Caicos, right? How is that? I mean, have you started your movement and traveling to make sure all of the Anglican group, women groups are okay and they understand?
I've started to travel and I do work. So traveling is going to be, you have to, you know, plan it properly.
I understand.
I only have so many days vacation.
I understand.
I have started to travel. We've attended the Barrie Islands. We went to Anagua. We're scheduled to go to Grand Bahama and Cat
October.
Island. So before the end of the year, we've already scheduled those trips.
Anglican women always busy. Always busy doing work.
We have a lot to do. It's God's work.
So there you go. And then the vineyard. Watering that part of the vineyard. Yes. But let's go back to the seminar, right? You said that is 12, starting at 12 years old. I mean, you're into young women. So it's 12 until to what age is your target audience again?
12 to 18.
Okay. Yes, I sit picturing that in my head. Mm-hmm. 12 to 18, right? So these are basically young women who are in school-ish, right? Yes. Or the college or whatever it is, school-age young ladies, right? Will you be breaking out into like in separate seminars? Like what that day? I'm trying to understand the day on what you plan to do with these young women.
Okay. Well, on that day, we're still working on the program, but the idea is we're currently using the template that was used last year. So we have a series of presentations and activities in between. So, and the presenters have been asked to make the presentations interactive as much as they can. So we want to avoid people just sitting, the kids
and
being lectured to. Yes, so we're looking at making it as interactive as possible. And there are 2 activities. So there are 5 presenters.
5 presenters.
On 5 different topics and 2 activity schedule. And then we'll have somebody give them words of encouragement. So that would encompass the day.
Okay, let's go over these activities again, right? I know you give me a list earlier about various topics you do, but just for my listening audience, so especially the grandmothers who are surrogate mothers now, right? And they want to make sure that their grandchildren are actively involved because they know the importance of ACW, right? And they say, okay, I'm going to make sure my granddaughter is there. Right? What are the themes and the subjects? So the grandmothers who are listening, you say, okay, I'm going to make sure, get someone to scan this phone because they ain't using the cell phone and get that input in.
Now, remember, we are a Christian organization. Mm-hmm. So whatever topics that we present, we're asking the presenters to tie in as much as possible any scriptural references that would support the topics that they're presenting.
So remind me the scriptural reference again.
Okay, the theme for the seminar mm-hmm. is New Beginnings.
New Beginnings.
And the scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter... I don't have it right now.
You can scan that while you chew gum. And you talk while you go and chew food.
Yeah, but see, I can't chew gum and talk the same time. So you asked me for the topic, so I have the topics on my phone.
Let's talk for the topics.
Let's talk for the topics.
Someone look for that 2 Corinthians in the meantime, but let's go to the topics.
Okay, so we're talking about the body. So, you know, starting from 12, and some girls start before the age of 12, so with puberty.
Yes.
So we talk about puberty and what all it entails, because a lot of parents don't talk to their kids about these things. They might learn a bit at school, but then this is an opportunity for us as women to ensure that they get some knowledge on the topic. So we're talking about puberty, we're talking about hygiene, we're talking about proper body health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we want to talk about career, self-development, skills. So we want to talk about goal setting. We want to talk about education. We want to talk about study habits.
So you're bringing in someone special just to talk with just that?
Yes. For each topic, our aim is to have a presenter that will address these elements on that specific topic. We want to talk about etiquette, behavior, grooming.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we look at what is out there in the world today, there's a lot of things that are not or should not be what a Christian young woman should look like.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to present to them the image that they should strive for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can still look good without looking over the top.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to have that presented to them in a way that they can understand and that is receptive and it looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
It looks appealing to them. So we have somebody that will address that. We're going to talk about things that affect the mind. We want to talk about your self-worth. We want to talk about self-esteem. We want to talk about things that would help you to build yourself as a person. So that's the mind. And then the spiritual, you know, your relationship with God.
Definitely. I like this. Mentorship is very important, especially for women, right? They need to have examples of women striving and doing things. Right, especially young girls say, "I want to be like her," mm-hmm. right? And then they need to have women to say, "I will help you become similar to me," right? Mm-hmm. Whatever things I've accomplished or overcome, that you don't have to fall down on the way. I'm assuming that there's going to be a space where the women who are conducting the seminar, and the auxiliary women who are there, will be able to pull young girls aside and say, "Hey, this is what you can accomplish," with a little effort. I assume that's going to be happening.
Well, there's a section called Words of Encouragement, and that's really an opportunity for that to happen as well. You know, I'm stuck.
No problem.
Well,
okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now, right? And I see Miss Ask giving me. See, you know, I'm watching you. See, you shouldn't wave. I make sure when I come back, you know, you're going to read my scripture, right? I got to read my scripture. Okay. But we're going to take this last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about this big seminar that the Anglican Church women are hosting, right? It's hosting it on October 19th. I'm going to ask Ms. Granier, to remind me of this deadline again and the process of scanning something she said. But I'm going to go into that detail when we come back after this break. It's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We have, again, some of the executive body of the Anglican Church women for the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos. And you're saying that a number of family islands are going to be having this seminar on different days.
Yes.
But and we need some sponsors too. But can we come back? We're going to come back. Take a break right now.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm Leonard Sands.
And I'm Debbie Deal.
And you know us from the Contractors Association. We're excited to talk about our new show coming to Guardian Radio called Nailed It.
We are going to be on Thursday nights between 6:30 and 7:30.
So we're very happy to invite everyone to listen into our shows as we talk about construction, design-related things. Also,
if you are a subcontractor, if you're planning on building a home or renovating, you need to be a part of this show and tune in.
Nailed It. Premiering Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We're doing our last segment right now again with the Anglican Church women. They having a big seminar. I see there's somebody on the phone calling in. So you just need to put on your earpieces right now as this phone call coming in. We're having the Anglican Church women who is having a seminar on October 19th. It's going to be a young women's seminar starting with the ages of 12 until 18. That's their target audience, right? They've already sent out the notice to all of the Anglican churches throughout the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos. But can Baptist young girls come and attend? Madam President, that's you.
Yes, seminar is open to all young ladies. In the past, we've had young ladies from other denominations, ladies that are not affiliated with the church, but they are all welcome. So long as they're between the ages of 12 and 18, they are sure welcome.
Okay, let's go to this caller first, and we'll continue our conversation with Ms. Granier, who's giving us detail about the registration, giving us detail about the whole process. But go ahead, caller, can you hear us?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. Good morning, Anglican women.
Good morning.
This is my first time ever calling into the talk show, so this is a big deal. I want to congratulate, first of all, Ms. Rogers. This is Debbie Mackey from Women United in Prayer.
Hi, Sister Debbie.
And congratulations to the new president.
Thank you.
I was very intrigued with the entire segment. One of the questions I have is... Well, Mr. Nuri asked my question, but the part that I wanted to know was, how are you reaching outside of just Anglican young ladies? What are you doing to reach the wider community in terms of young girls in school? Because many of them have a lot of challenges, and I know you're going to be addressing many of those in your seminar, but what are you doing beyond the seminar to reaching these girls and continuing to mentor young ladies who are not Anglican?
Okay,
I'll hang up and listen to you.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. There are a number of things we're doing. One of the objectives of the Anglican Church Women is to provide mentorship. And when we say mentorship, we're not just talking about meeting with the young ladies of our parish. We have an obligation as a church to reach out to our community. So we're expecting that as a part of our outreach ministry, we are reaching out to the young ladies in our various communities. As a organized program, the Anglican Church Women Council has adopted the William A. Pratt School for Girls. So we continue to reach out and support as needed. We invite them to participate, and we are working towards interacting with them a bit more than going forward. So we're working towards that.
Yes, I just want to speak too. We know that there are the at-risk girls at the William A. Pratt, and we've been working with Superintendent Greenslade over many years, and we would have had mentorship and tutoring taking place. And we know during the last year, we were very pleased that we had some students who were in this institution that were successful in passing of their BGCSE examinations as a result of some commitments from our ladies who were able to go down and, you know, tutor with them. So the outreach, and we have been working with them for years. So we want to be a part of that rehabilitation process as much as possible. We also had the, I think it was about 30 of them that visited with us in June at President Garnier's church. And it was just wonderful to fellowship with them. So with them coming with us, we're giving hope. And there are follow-up mechanisms involved. I also wish to say that in our midst, we would have counselors, we have nurses, et cetera. So we are there and we have the atmosphere, you know, so they can feel free to ask questions. We make ourselves available to them. And as the theme is New Beginnings, we want to give our young ladies hope, hope for the future.
Media Past President, remind me about how many Anglican churches there are, because I'm trying to picture what all parishes are supposed to be sending young girls to the seminar.
Okay, the seminar is open to all of our parishes, as Madam President indicated. Over the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos, we have about 55 branches.
55 branches.
All encourage, you know, to host the seminar, and we as council members, we go down to and support them, and therefore for the various states, we have council executives that would go down and support that president if they wish to host that seminar.
Nice. Okay, so Ms. Granier, we're going back to you now because I want to know the outline of the day. I'm bringing my child early. How early can I bring them? Like 7:30? Because you start at 8. So I want to know.
We start at 8. So we would like for them to be in place at 8 o'clock. So I think 7:30, we definitely will be there.
So you can be open at 7:30. I could bring my child early and drop her off.
Yes. You could bring your child early and drop her off. Okay. We're going to be in a safe environment.
Yes. And this is going to be where again? So I can push this in my head.
We're going to be at Holy Cross Activity Center in Highbury Park.
Yes. So 7:30, dropping off my child. And you say she can get something to eat.
She can get something to eat. We're going to give her breakfast. We're going to give her lunch. We're going to have a tea station set up throughout the day. They can have tea and hot chocolate.
You know, Ms. Granier, you're rushing it. 7 o'clock, 7:30, she's going to be in place. She's going to get some snacks from her breakfast. And then what happens?
Well, we're still working on the agenda, but the breakfast mm-hmm. is going to be one of the first things we have. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some devotions, mm-hmm. and then we're going to get into our speakers.
Okay, go ahead and get into the speakers.
Yes.
And then after the speakers talk, about around 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, is she going to have lunch?
We're going to have lunch. I don't think we want to do anything too heavy because we don't want to fall asleep, you mm-hmm. know. So we're gonna have an appropriate lunch for them, and then we're gonna have a couple more presenters. We're gonna have a word of encouragement, and then we're gonna wrap up our day about 3 o'clock.
And there's gonna be some interaction when they're getting up and going in whatever groups and whatever it is.
Yes, just this past Saturday, I spoke to a young lady from Holy Cross Parish, and she's going to lead the activities for us.
Okay, and you ready? So I can get she can get a free shirt.
She's going to get a free T-shirt. Every participant will get a free T-shirt. That is why we need sponsors to help us defer some of the costs.
Will they be taking home any like brochures and books or like stuff like that in terms of empowerment and whatever it is?
I like
when she gets free stuff. That's why I'm pushing all these questions. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, I think in the past we've given them a little tote bag with something in it. Now, I can't tell you what in it. It depends.
No, it depends
on what we get from our donors. Mm-hmm. So we would make up a little token bag for them to have. So right now, the contents of it, I'm not able to say what that would be, but they will be getting a little bag full of tokens.
And you mentioned donors. So let's go back to the donors. You are soliciting or reminding people that you are taking in donations. Can these donations be in kind of things to put inside this tote bag?
In kind or in cash.
Okay.
We've sent out a number of letters, and we are continuing to send out letters to various businesses asking for sponsorship. So whatever they're able to give us, if somebody wants to provide us with the breakfast, with the meal, that's fine. If somebody wants to give us money to buy what we need for the meal, we have a lot of ACW sisters that can prepare it. So lunch is the same thing, and we just cash or in kind.
I heard what you said just now. You have a lot of ACW women who could prepare it. Some of us Anglicans, we know exactly what you mean. These women could cook. They could cook. They could take it and make it into something. Are y'all going to be including sessions around like culinary skills and not just like, hey, you want to be a good mother, you need to learn how to cook. You want to be a good wife, you need to learn how to cook. But you can use exploration of the culinary world for personal development, career opportunities, right? Community initiatives. You could create an income generating mechanism because you know how to cook, how so many women support their households. Like Anglican women love Soup Thursday. Is that Holy Cross in Ridgeland Park? Oh, them women could cook. Okay. Are y'all going to impart some of these real world skills? Not just how to be a good wife, but a skill that can develop into a talent that could take you through the world?
Well, not this time, but what we did prior to finalizing the topics is we did a small survey that we sent out to the girls to ask them what they would want to hear about, who they would want to hear, and what type of activities that they would like. So based on their responses, then we finalize the topic. But, you know, there's always next year. This is an annual event. Mm-hmm. And so that's a new thought.
Okay. So we have about 2 minutes. We're going to have President McKinney wrap up everything. Just remind us what all is happening, what you're encouraged to do.
And before I give up the mic to President McKinney, I just want to give our banking information. Our bank account is the Royal Bank of Canada. The name of the account is the Council of the Anglican Church Women. Our account number is 05625. That's the branch. And the 141-5231. Branch 05625, account number 141-5231. And it's a checking account.
We would just like to say thank you to all of the persons, companies that would have supported the Young Lady Seminar in the past. We look forward to your continued support, and we invite young ladies between the ages of 12 to 18 to please sign up for a fun-filled, exciting, and educational seminar scheduled for October 19th, beginning at 8 a.m. at Holy Cross Anglican Church Community Activity Center.
I just like to thank you all the women who are here. Ms. Rogers? I know. I said the president going to be last, but you're here. Go ahead. I have 30 more seconds.
So, yes, I'm pleased to our new administration of the ACW Council. We continue to work together in God's vineyard, and we're just making this 60th year of celebrating the Anglican Church Women
5
a fabulous one.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.